And welcome back to Danny's Daily Sports. I'm Danny Dion, and today I am joined by USF point guard Jaden Reed, and we're going to ask him a few questions and learn more about him. All right, Jaden, my first question for you is, you recently stated that life is a roller coaster. How do you stay locked in through all the ups and downs of being a successful college athlete?
I think the most important thing is God. You just got to trust God with all your plans when life is down. Got to go to God. Just keep asking him for clarity, and just keep trusting his plan. And then even when life is going good, you got to keep thanking God and just follow his plan. At the end of the day, it's God's plan. So no matter the high and lows, keep God first.
I respect the man that loves God. Any next? Describe your mentality when you step onto the court.
My mentality when I step on the court is to kill. That's my main mentality, kill whoever's in front of me. Basketball is a game of me versus you, and I just got to win the matchup every single time I step out there, no matter who it is. So I just want to kill them. Then obviously, basketball is about winning. So anything I need to do to win the game, I'm going to do it. So just go out there and kill and win.
What was your recruitment process like for you? Explain the impact of Coach Rhodes leaving VCU for Penn State and the transfer portal impacted recruitment and your final decision.
Yeah, the recruitment process was tough. You know, like I said before, it's a lot of ups and downs. Some days we get calls and get offers, you happy, and then other days you sit in there for about a couple weeks and you don't get any offers and you down on yourself. You know, you doubting yourself. A lot of thoughts running through your head, but, you know, once Coach left, once I found a home at VCU, I thought everything was good. I was excited about it. And then Coach decided to leave and go to Penn State, which was the best for his career, his family. So I respected it. He told me what it was. And then I opened my recruitment back up. And it took a while. A bunch of schools reached out after that, but I just didn't know which place was the right fit for me. But after I took my visits, I loved it here in Florida, and I decided that this is the place that I see myself growing on the court and off the court, and it's going well so far.
I remember the first time I met you was at Lujan Camp when you were 1v1ing Ryan, and you said to me that you had no D1 offers. I didn't believe you. At the time, was that true? And when did you start to get your first offers?
What year was this? I don't remember.
This is probably when I was in, like, 7th grade, so probably, like, 3 years ago.
I got my first offer when I was a freshman. So if I was 3 years ago, I was a sophomore. So, yeah, I had my first offer by then. I got my first offer April of my freshman year.
All right, and next question. Speaking of the New York City point guards, there's a long history and tradition of great point guards coming out of the city. Who do you think is the best point guard to ever come out of New York? I love Kenny Anderson and Stephon Marbury. Who are you going with?
I'm going to go, I think Stephon Marbury for sure. Stephon Marbury definitely got to be up there. I think Kemba Walker got to be up there too as well. I love Kemba. There's a lot of great point guards. Kenny Anderson as well, like you said. And then hopefully me next.
Hopefully. Okay, I personally think it could go 50-50, but who do you think's the GOAT, Jordan or LeBron?
I say LeBron, just because I ain't see Jordan play, but Jordan, from the highlights, Jordan looked like he was nicer than LeBron, but LeBron's just an overall better player, and that's why he's my GOAT.
Who was the best player you played with and then also played against?
Okay, the best player I played with, I played with a lot of good players, I don't even know right now. Hold on. I'm gonna start with the best player I played against. Gotta be Jamal Crawford for sure. He was the hardest player I had to guard. There's really no stopping Jamal Crawford. Just gotta pray he missed sometime. For the best player I played with though, I play with DJ Wagner's at Kentucky right now. Oh, Ryan Dunn.
I can't believe they actually say he's going to be a lottery pick this year. When he first went to Virginia, I didn't think he was going to. I mean, I thought he was going to the NBA. I thought he was going to be like a second round pick.
Yeah, nah, Ryan going to be a lottery. Ryan Dunn, the best player.
All right, next question. What do you do before your games? Like, how do you get ready? You listen to, like, any sort of music? Anything, like, certain?
Yeah, I do a lot of things to get ready before the game. My pregame routine, for sure, I got to have some cookies. I eat cookies before every game. Nobody know that, but I eat cookies before every game. Definitely got to pray before every game, and then for the music, the last thing I listen to before I play is gospel music. But I listen to rap music before that, but by the time I get on the court and warm up, I listen to gospel music, just to calm down and just be thankful for the opportunity to play the game.
Many people predicted you guys to finish last in your conference. How does it feel that you're part of a program that is ranked nationally in the top 25 in America?
It feels good, man, to just prove people wrong. That's been the story of my life, for real, just always proving people wrong. Not even proving people wrong, but proving myself right. Me and my teammates proving each other right that we knew the talent that we had at the beginning of the year. A lot of people didn't know. Because we all knew, a bunch of transfers, new head coach, everything. So, and USF hasn't really been good in the past couple of years, so we knew it was going to take a lot of hard work, but we were willing to do it and, you know, just staying consistent throughout the whole season. We were reaping the benefits of it. We just got to keep going.
All right, one more question. I'm going to let you go. I know I met you at Lujai. What was the best lesson you've ever learned there from, whether it was Buck or anybody in general?
Oh, yeah. Lujai told me a lot of things that I know and use today, but I think one of the most important things I learned at Lujai is just never taking anything for granted. You know, life goes fast. You can't get years back. You know, I already miss being at Lujai every day playing for Coach Buck and his staff over there. So just making sure you take everything, not taking anything for granted, take everything day by day and just, you know, live in the moment. Be grateful for what you got because it could be way worse.
Yeah, people always tell me to live my day once at a time, and a bunch of people tell everybody that, and even though it's advice that everybody hears, it's good and it works. I want to thank Jaden for coming on to the podcast today, and Jaden, good luck on the rest of the season, and I'll see you over the summer.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, buddy.
All right, bye.
All right, bro.